Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. Am I speaking with Tanya Jones?
Yes, you are.
Oh, excellent. Basically, I'm just reaching out to you because, for last week, we didn't have any clocking or this week, so we want to know if anything happened with the patients or something like that.
No, nothing happened with the patient. I had sent a message to, Lori or somebody that they had to get a phone. It's a working number and stuff, but it's not a working phone.
Okay. So you say that right now the phone that is used for the clocking is not working, right?
You changed it. You said you stopped it.
No, I mean, because it was a landline, but after that, were you able to set the app with Nina on your phone?
No, I didn't talk to Nina, and I work in home health care. Like, I don't need a bunch of them apps, different things showing up on my phone. I had the app on my phone.
Okay. Okay, in that case, just one moment. Let me...
I don't know what the problem was initially.
Okay. No, because like I said, but for last week, we don't have the clocking, so... Are you able to, to have the app fixed right now? Because I can connect you with Nina, so she's able to assist you.
I probably can connect it to his phone because they said he could have it on his phone. But I didn't choose to do that. And then y'all saying that the clock out have to be at the house. They give my dad only 13 hours. I've helped him more than that. And a lot of times, when I take him to his appointments and stuff, we're out past the time.
Okay. So, no, but in that case, if someday you are not there at the specific time for the clock out, you can clock out later as long as you make it at the house from the patient.
Right. But then y'all say that make incorrect. When there's too many of those, that's the issue.
And I mean, if you have the clock in and clock out at the patient's address, as long as you cover the hours that have been scheduled for the date, we are able to adjust the schedule, okay? So, for example, like I mentioned, if someday you go to an appointment with the patient and maybe the clock out time and you are still out with David, but then you go back with David to the home, so that's fine. You can clock out by then. As long as you cover the hours from the day, we can adjust the schedule, even if you clock out later.
Okay, well, I'll do that, and I have plans on getting them a phone. I text the number and everything to the, is it Lori or somebody? I would have to pull up my messages. That would be being and I had plans on getting them a new phone, because their line was messed. I had to get that fixed.
Okay.
Give me a second here.
Yeah.
Can you see in the notes the last person that contacted me?
Oh, one moment. No, I mean, here from the agency, the last person that contacted you, it was me when I notified you about stop using the mobile phone for the clocking.
No, hold on. I would have to go all the way back. No, you wasn't the last person.
Oh, but if you have a name, I would appreciate it.
I'm looking for it right now.
Yeah.
But he's electric. What's it about my cousin? And my schedule for the past is performing.
I can hear you now, but were you talking before? Because I couldn't hear you before.
Yeah, I was. Out of breath.
I mean, I hear you like you are far from the phone for some reason.
No, I'm not far from the phone.
Let me try something. I'm sorry?
I had to put you on speaker because I had to search.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see.
I gave you a call to verify. And my schedule is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But last
correct.
Week I told her it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It was the hours I was last week. And I gave her the phone number for the account.
Okay. So you say for last week it was Tuesday?
Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
Tuesday was 8:30 to 12:30. Wednesday was 8:30 to 12:30. And Thursday was 8:30 to 1:30. And I checked her phone number. And I let her know that this phone was having issues. And I would have to take them, or I would have to purchase a new landline for them. Landline phone. But there is a number. The line is here.
Okay, so you don't have the number from the person that you spoke with?
I do have the number.
May I have it, please?
It was from family first.
No, yeah, but I mean, may I have the phone number so I can check exactly who spoke with you?
Her name is Lexi.
No, but provide me the phone number.
The phone number is... How you don't have the phone number?
What happens is that everyone has a specific phone number. That's why I'm asking you for the number so I can verify the person.
Do you work with her?
I'm sorry, but for some reason, the name that you mentioned, I cannot recall. So that's why I am asking you for the number.
I don't know. I'm just asking you. Damn, I'm getting confused. I want to make sure I'm talking to the right person. Like, you from the company and you don't know?
Ma'am, what I'm telling you, I am the coordinator for the patient.
Well, then...
I'm sorry?
Well, who is Lexi?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You say her name, but I cannot recall. That's why I'm asking you for the phone number that called you. I can verify who called you with that phone number.
Well, 256-557-425. You want me to put her on?
Okay. 267-551-7425.
Yes,
right?
That is
correct. Okay, let me verify. 1 minute, please. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was... You say... I have here...
When did you become his coordinator?
Ma'am, I notified the patient about this. Let me tell you exactly when. It was... on August from last year. No? Okay, I see the name of the person that you spoke with. He shows me her name is Chaya.
I don't know. On my phone, it's just Lefty Family First.
But yeah, I mean, the phone number is from Family First. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, and for this week, do you work any date on this week?
Yeah.
And was it your regular schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or a different schedule that you work?
It's the regular schedule. That was different with last week. Tuesday,
okay.
Wednesday, and Thursday, or whatever. And now... You do have the phone number, right?
Yeah, I have the phone number from the person that you spoke with, of course.
Now, you actually need to call her, please. Wait a minute, what was the other message? I think it was a message from you. I think you might email and text a message. Does she also set up? Does she need anything set up? Anything additional set up?
I mean, I'm trying to see because, as I mentioned, I cannot see the record from that person that spoke with you.
It was on.
Okay, so right now.
It was on March 9th.
March 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. March 9th. Okay, now, in the meantime, I will send you a link. So, on that link, you can fill out a timesheet, and basically, you enter the dates that you worked last week and this week, okay?
Okay.
On that link. All right. Okay. So, in that case, also, we need you to make sure that you complete the clocking next week, okay, with the app.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely.
Everything should be straight, Bobby. Actually, everything should be straight in a day and a month.
Okay, I will notify HR about what happened to see exactly why there are no notes or something like that. So if I get any update, I will let you know immediately. Okay?
All right, thank you.
No, thanks to you for answering. Have a great day. All right?
You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Thank you.